about all of the things that I hear on this table. Whether it's reading books on my tablet. Sorry. I'm thinking I've got a headset microphone on and walking away. Thank you. Whether it's reading books on my tablet, listening to music through headphones, playing games, or taking photos, I think most people here know that I love gadgets and I love having the latest bits of tech. Someone recently asked me what I thought the biggest leap forwards in technology has been, and I couldn't help but say the mobile phone. I can keep in touch with friends and family really easily. It can help me get to places when I'm lost, and I can also catch Pokemon on my phone, which is still absolutely crazy to me, and it's so much fun as well. Now, I wonder if I can get a show of hands as to who here has a tablet. That's kind of an iPad or some sort of device. Okay. Who here's got an MP3 player that you can listen to music through? And who here has a mobile phone? That's great. But I don't just have the devices here with me. I've also got all of these, not the love hearts. Who here knows what these are? These are the chargers, the connections. Now, it's often a pain to carry round chargers all the time, and it's a pain to have to carry them in your bag. They take up space, and I find that I have to use a charger far more than I should. But without a charger, unfortunately, all the devices are absolutely useless. They don't actually do anything. All of these devices, unfortunately, are out of battery. And I'm sure that anyone here who's confessed to owning a phone or a device or something like that knows that feeling. I'm getting a few smiles. That feeling of dread when you press the power button and you're presented with this. The device that you're trying to use has lost its charge.
Low battery.
Well, no battery in that sense. Just on Friday, I was with Becca, and my phone ran out of battery. I was trying to find her. I really struggled. I heard the last word I heard was chicken, and then that was that. In Morrison's? Yep, you remember? No, she doesn't. Great. Just 2 days ago. So I had to just assume that she was by the chickens. So I went there, and thankfully she was. But I was totally lost. I didn't know where she was, and I felt like I was reliant on my phone far more than I should have been. It's really frustrating when you run out of charge in your devices. Now, it's also the same for us as humans. We need to recharge our bodies every day. We all need sleep, we all need food, and we all need drink. And pretty soon, if we don't have any one of those three, we're going to run out of energy. We all, well, most people work hard and play hard, and we're going to need to take in energy in order to live our lives. And I'm sure most people here as well have felt that feeling when you're just totally devoid of energy, when you've got nothing left. You can achieve nothing more than what you have. Now, it may come as a surprise to you that even Jesus had to recharge his batteries. Mark chapter 1 says this, hopefully, if it's going to pop up. Mark 1:35 says this, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Now, this verse comes just after Jesus has been traveling all around Galilee, doing all sorts of tasks, preaching and healing people. And this verse follows just after he's gone to visit Simon's mother-in-law, who'd been in bed with a fever. They told Jesus about it, so he went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. All at once, the fever left her, and she began to prepare a meal for everyone. Now, I'm not sure how the townspeople all found out that Jesus was at the home of Simon and Andrew, but that evening, many people came to Jesus to be healed with all sorts of diseases. The Bible says that the whole town gathered at the door to watch. And no doubt, Jesus was very tired after a long day of teaching and healing people. I'm sure that as he went to bed that night, he'd have fell asleep just like a baby. The verse we just heard about, though, isn't talking about the physical recharging of our bodies. It's not talking about the act of sleep in order for us to build ourselves up again to have energy. It's talking about becoming spiritually charged and being able to recharge our lives spiritually. This is what we know. Jesus got up early before sunrise and went out to a quiet place to pray. Jesus knew just as our bodies need recharging, so does our spirit. Jesus knew that it was important for him to spend time each day talking to his Father if he was going to have the spiritual strength to do what his Father had sent him to do. When Simon and the others woke up, they didn't know where Jesus was, so they started to look for him. And eventually they found him, and they said, "Everyone's looking for you." Jesus had recharged his batteries and was ready to go. He said to them, "Let's go to other towns and villages so that I can preach to them too." If Jesus thought it was important to recharge his spiritual batteries, the most perfect human that's ever lived, don't you think it's important for us too? Well, the good news is we're not supposed to go it alone. If you were given a phone with the wrong type of charger, you wouldn't be able to charge it up. It wouldn't be able to do anything. You need to have the right charger for the right phone. Jesus knows that we cannot do it through what we try. As we approach Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming down to live inside us, it's important to remember that Jesus has made a way for things to be easy for us. In John 14, the passage we heard earlier, Jesus had promised that he had sent a special kind of power called the Holy Spirit to help the disciples, along with his friends and followers, to help them live as Christians, to start the church and tell people all over the world about Jesus. The verse says this from John 14, "I will talk to the Father and he'll provide you another friend, so you'll always have somebody with you. This friend is the Spirit of truth." As we may hear next Sunday, although I don't want to put words into Nick's mouth, we'll see how the Holy Spirit's helped the disciples to speak in different languages, and how most Christians believe that what happened around Pentecost, which is next Sunday, was the start of the new Christian church. It was a really exciting time, and the disciples believed that they could go all over the world to tell people about Jesus, because his special power, the Holy Spirit, was with them. But what does that mean for us? How can we practically become recharged in the Spirit? Well, there's reading our Bibles. We've been given it by God to enrich us and nourish us. Over the next week, you may want to try and read some of it, perhaps starting with John chapter 14. It's a really good starting point. And secondly, there's having fellowship to one another. This morning, we've all been able to meet and we'll be able to share coffee and head out afterwards together as a whole collective church. Through the week, there's going to be opportunities to meet up as well. And next Sunday evening, we'll be meeting all with churches across Newcastle, up at St. George's Church, to celebrate the sending of God's Spirit to us. And when we come together, the Bible says, with God on our side, who can be against us? But thirdly, and perhaps most importantly for us this morning, as we've focused on so much, we need to pray. Just as Jesus went early in the morning to pray, so too should we, in order to become full of power and charge to survive everything that we face. We focused on prayer a lot over the past week and before then, as part of the Thy Kingdom Come wave and concept that's spreading across the UK and the whole world at this time. And we know how vital it is, as part of our walk with Christ, to be actively involved in prayer. There are so many stories of wonders that we can find. Just like Luke in the video we saw earlier, battling addiction, we can find so much freedom through the power of prayer. We can't expect God to just pour out his blessings over us freely when we need it. We should be expecting ourselves to actively seek God. We should be looking for him all the time. It's a simple conversation, as a friend to a friend, as a friend to an acquaintance, or a son to a father. God wants us to talk to him, but we have to be willing to take time to spend with him. Let's pray.